Bron just asked a very interesting question. What about working with an animal that has passed over? Yes, that's absolutely possible to do. It's not everybody's cup of tea to do that. So I would get good at working with live animals first, and then you could actually sit and have a deliberate connection with an animal that's passed over. Now, the key to success, Bron, is feeling inside yourself for the answers. Where people get into trouble connecting with people and animals that have passed over is when they're looking outside of themselves, and they can get into some pretty deep kind of hot water. If you're feeling inside yourself, you're connecting with the divine inside yourself, and you'll only get what you're meant to get, what's right. What you get will have a deep sense of rightness. I hope that explains it well. Claudette from the Netherlands. I think I can talk easier to other people's animals than my own. How is that possible? That's because with your own, you're trying too hard. I guarantee it. And it means more to you because you love them so much. As you sit with the techniques that I'll be giving you over these 3 days to quieten your mind more and more, we'll give you ways of cutting through that trying too hard. And you will be able to hear your own just as easily as other people's. Lois says Willow's been sending her the same message for a long time, but she's been ignoring them. Well, we all do that, don't we? Those of you who've been working with me for a long time have heard some of my stories about that. Katie says Cheyenne sent her a big, huge dose of love and acceptance in that quiet mind. Yeah, that's beautiful, isn't it? Fiona said, I felt a familiar sensation that I now know what it is. Woohoo, Fiona! Your connection with your animals is really strong. Fiona's done a couple of clinics with me. In fact, she's visited here at my house. Katie says that she has doubt sometimes. You know, Devonie was talking about doubting her inclination to resist believing in anything happening, even when I can feel something happening. And Katie says, I have that at times too, that doubt. Doubt is a really good deal when we use it the way it's meant to be used, and that is to keep us humble and open to new things and open to new ways of experiencing things. Doubt stops us from thinking we know it all. So allow yourself to feel the doubt and allow yourself to understand the doubt. And it too shall pass as just a communication. Fiona said, I sank into a sensation similar to falling asleep when you're right on the edge and sinking into the mattress. And I look forward to where this leads to tomorrow. Woohoo! Yes. Claudette says she's going to look forward to not trying to try so hard. And Katie said, nobody likes a know-it-all. Even the animals don't like a know-it-all. Actually, I just realised that I'm making knowing it, and I know this isn't how you meant it, Katie, but I just noticed that I was making knowing it all wrong, you know, like making a know-it-all wrong. Yeah, I've been a know-it-all, so I have a lot of sympathy for that. It's a stage we go through, most of us. Yeah. Sharon says, why is it that sometimes when I connect, I get all teary? Well, Sharon, that's because, oh, and Sally's saying the same thing. That's because you're feeling your emotions, and tears are a way of allowing those emotions to flow when we're not used to it, when we're not used to allowing them to flow. Does that make sense? I have happy tears and sad tears and angry tears, and, you know, I've got tears of every single description. And I have this saying, well, honesty's authenticity, Katie. Katie says, I love your honesty, Jenny. I have this saying, strong women cry easily. And tears, to me, are strength, not weakness. And that, folks, if I've dealt with all those questions, let me just check there was nobody above Devaney. Okay. Well, that, folks, is a great place to stop for today because I was determined to pull this in under an hour. So have a photo ready for tomorrow, or if you're listening to the recording, download it and take it out to your animals. And I very much look forward to seeing you all then. I'll just open up for a wave goodbye to everybody.